Welcome. My name is Lori King, and I'm your instructor during this tutorial podcast on defamation. I encourage you to listen closely and take notes during this presentation because this lesson is supplemented with a homework worksheet. A list of resources will be included with the worksheet. Let's start with the meaning of defamation, which is the act of harming a person's reputation by either writing or saying something that's false or is not true. The key word here is false, and defaming someone either by accident or by malice can be big-time expensive if you're sued. Even if you wrote something you thought was true but you found out later it wasn't, you can still be sued. Ignorance doesn't protect you, truth does. So, the meaning of defamation is simple enough. The spoken version is called slander, and a published falsehood is called libel, which can include words, photos, pictures, or symbols. The statement or images has to go beyond just offensive or insulting. It must be harmful. You might be wondering, who decides what's harmful? Ultimately, it's the courts. Judges decide if a plaintiff is libeled, as well as the amount of monetary damages that would be awarded to that plaintiff. It's the various ways you can defame someone that gets complicated. And as far as defending yourself, let's just say that job's best left to a lawyer. But it's my job to help you stay out of that kind of trouble in the first place. I'm only going to concentrate on libel during this podcast because that's the most common form of defamation, which are civil claims governed by state law. A few states consider defamation as criminal, though, so it's important you know the law in this state. Okay. Write down these four letters, P-I-H-F. This is an acronym, and it stands for publication, identification, harm, and fault. These are the four elements a person claiming they were harmed must prove to the courts to win a libel case. This is called the burden of proof, which rests on the plaintiff or the person claiming to be defamed or libeled. These are the four things all journalists should know when writing a sensitive or controversial story about someone else. Like it says in the Law of the Student Press textbook, quote, you should use the PIHF list as a quick mental checklist anytime you have a question about whether something is libelous, unquote. You also need to know the defenses of libel in case all four of the PIHF elements are proven. Four seems to be the magic number here because there are four common defenses as well. The defenses to libel are consent, truth, privilege, and opinion versus fact. In summary, you've learned that defamation is the act of harming someone's reputation by either libeling or slandering that person. And you've learned the four PIHF elements and the four defenses you need to know once you're accused of libel. Okay, I've given you the basics. Now it's up to you to actually learn and understand the eight elements of PIHF and defense. Using the resources attached to your homework sheet, research and explain these elements in detail. It's important you're aware of them so you can stay out of libel trouble. Good luck.